want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. It's Monday. It's another marvelous week that we have to magnify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to thank you for making us part of your spiritual journey. Hope everybody that was there yesterday for the baptism and the church service enjoyed that. We want to thank Special Gathering for being a blessing, because they are reaching segments of our community that oftentimes are overlooked. And the philosophy of ministry they have is their attitude towards the pastor is, "Pastor, we are an extension of your church to the members of your church." And if you've never been blessed by a Special Gathering coming and ministering into your church here in Brevard County, you might ask your pastor to consider having them come and share, because they do a tremendous, tremendous job, and they're a blessing in the body of Christ. We've been talking for quite some time now about how vital and how important it is for believers in the Lord Jesus Christ to be people of prayer and to be people of praise. So we've got a couple of other things that we're going to be talking about here on prayer, a couple of passages we're going to talk about, because many people's prayers got them in trouble. Help. It's pulling the emergency fire alarm, and I will tell you that God answers those prayers. He is available. That when we repent, he is there to listen. I can also tell you that if there is strife, if there's discord in the home, that the Bible talks about that those prayers are hindered. Prayer is too important. Prayer is a challenge enough that we don't need to make it more complicated by having strife and discord. And so if you want your prayers answered, then be a person who practices forgiveness, who practices repentance, and it'll do wonders for your prayer life. Before I get into any more of this, let me say thank you to the folks at JITS Concrete, 321-536-5804. JITS Concrete has been in Brevard County for decades and decades, using their expertise, their experience, and their great work ethic, their network of friends in the business, connections in the business, and they've been helping people get concrete jobs done so that the project could advance and move forward for a long, long time. JITS Concrete, if that sounds like a resource that might be beneficial to you, their phone number is 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. And they've been a blessing to me on multiple projects at my house. They've been a blessing at the church. Before I got there, since I've been there, they have done a number of projects for friends of mine in the church, as well as business friends of mine in the community. They do phenomenal, phenomenal work. And if you've got something concrete coming up, they would be a great resource for you to consider. Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 20 says this: "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." So, let's look at verse number 20. And again, this is a prayer that is not beyond the scope of God's ability to answer. If it was a prayer that the Holy Spirit inspired to be recorded in Scripture, it means it's a prayer, it's a promise that he wants us to have for ourselves. So the first word I want to focus on is now. I love the word now, because that means that it's not something that is just for future. It is something that is available for us in the season of our lives. Now, I will tell you that God's timeline, the way that he operates by time, is different than the way that men operate by time. On Wednesday nights, we're going to be here in the coming days launching into a study on the book of Revelation. And in the book of Revelation, it talks about that the things that are recorded in that book are the things that were, the things that are, and the things that are to come. And so a lot of times we want to approach things from our Western civilization mindset. And God's time clock works different than our time clock. So, you know, the book of Daniel talks about there are 69 weeks, and then it talks about that there's another week that is coming that refers to the time of the tribulation. And so at some point in time, there it was not 70 consecutive weeks as we would know it, or 70 consecutive seven-year periods as we would know it. But there was a break in God's timeline, and it doesn't mean that there wasn't a plan, because your existence and my existence are proof that there is a plan. Because the Bible says that before the foundations of the world, there was a purpose that God had created for us, and he created us for that purpose. And so we're fearfully and wonderfully made. God chose the time that we were to live, so you are not a chronological mistake. He created the boundaries or the locations where we are supposed to live. And so we are strategically placed in time and geography for the purpose of God. So however God's time system works is perfectly fine with me. I'm just going to keep my eyes on Jesus, and I'm going to keep following him day by day by day. And when he's ready to promote me into his presence, or when the trumpet sounds, I just want to be ready to go. I just want to be ready to go, and I want as many people as I can reach to be ready to go. So I had this, my wife and I, we took a couple of days to celebrate a milestone event. It was a big one, but all we could squeeze out was a couple of days due to other time constraints. And so we've got plans for later on to do something a little more significant. I woke up one morning and I said, okay, we're not taking the train. And she was like, well, what made you say that? And I said, well, I just had a dream last night, and it was the most frustrating thing in the world, trying to, you know, be there at the time that the train was going to depart. And I've been on subways and elevated trains and things like that. I've never been on Amtrak, or I have been on at a train museum, been on a train like that, but never cross country. It's like the timing was just too frustrating for me. We're not doing that. And so I got a joke or a chuckle out of that. Don't miss the now season that God has for you. Yes, we're thankful that God has forgiven us of our past. And if you have not asked Jesus to forgive you of your past, then your future looks different than what you think it does. Accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior is absolutely essential. Okay? That him being Lord over your past changes what your future looks like. But don't be so fixated on what the future looks like that you miss living in the now season that God has for you. When we moved to Florida, my business company, the company that I worked for, business, it wasn't church, they transferred me here, and it meant a different season for our family than the season we had been in. So we came from one church, or from one region of the country. My wife worked in the church office, and I taught in the church school. And when that wasn't happening, I was selling shoes. When we moved here, we didn't have a church, so we had to find a church, and God led us to a church. And I don't see how people thrive in their relationships, in their life, without having a healthy, vibrant, faith-filled, word-filled, spirit-filled church. I mean that's what was a blessing to us, and we're very, very thankful for it. But my wife didn't. She was taking care of our child. And that meant that she wasn't working, and so the season had shifted for her, and it was pretty frustrating. We'd gone from two cars down to one car, and we were trying to make the adjustments, and she expressed that she was pretty ready for a new season, and out of nowhere, God gave me this word, and so I spoke it to her, and I said, I want to challenge you to enjoy the season that you're in, because seasons change, and if you will learn to thrive in this season, it will set you up for the next season. And the next season, you may be missing the season that you're currently in. And so I would tell you, enjoy your now season. If your kids are at a certain stage, I would tell you that one of the greatest lies that parents tell themselves inadvertently is that the next season will be easier. If they just get to where they can walk, that season will be easier. No, it's not. Now it's more challenging. What I have found is with parents and children, every season requires faith in God. Every season requires prayer. Every season requires grace. Every season is a God season. And one of these days, those kids, I mean, you'll blink a couple of times and boom, they will go from infants to they're getting married and having kids of their own. It doesn't take long. So enjoy the season that you have. With the situation my wife and I are in, we are generation number two of a four-generation dynamic that is going on. And so we've got our arms stretched in two different directions, knowing that at any given point in time, the now season could change drastically. And so now, don't miss out on the now. Ask God when you pray, God, would you be the God of my now? Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask. So that word there, able, is a different word from the word able up in verse number 18, where that verse meant to to make us strong enough to comprehend. This word is now to him who is able. He has the power. He has the ability. He has the capacity. So we're talking about, what do we do now with our understanding of God? Man's finite mind is always trying to put some finite restriction upon an infinite God. What is God capable of doing? Well, as we go along in life, especially our journey of faith, we discover, or should discover, that God's ability and his expertise is more than we can measure. And the more that we walk with him, the more we experience his ability manifesting on our behalf. So there is no inability for God beyond he is incapable of lying. He is incapable of failing. Jesus never fails. He will not deny himself. And so our privilege is exploring and availing ourselves of God's ability. So there are many people. I was having this conversation, was doing a hospital call, and this person said, yeah, there's this person that when he found out that I was going to the Assembly of God church, he wasn't a big fan. And I said, well, what church was it? And he told me, I said, oh, yeah, they definitely would not be a fan of the Assemblies of God. It's not that they believe in a different Savior. We both believe in Jesus. They just do not believe that the supernatural things that we read about in the Bible are still being done in our modern times. I happen to believe that they are. I believe that there is scriptural evidence to believe that they are. And so if that person's not a fan of me, that's okay. I can still be a fan of Jesus and them. And so I believe that God's ability was not just for the Old Testament. The Pharisees thought that his ability was for the Old Testament. They didn't believe that when Jesus walked the earth, that God's supernatural ability was something that was available then. Well, we read the scriptures and we see, the God who did miracles in the Old Testament did even more miracles in the days of Jesus. Then we read in the book of Acts that God still did miracles in the book of Acts. And then we find out that there are people who are experiencing miracles, God's ability at work in their life. You'll find it is not something that happens infrequently. God is the same today as he's always been. His abilities are not diminished, and God's desire to see all of humanity come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ has not diminished, and he's not going to be fighting the devil and saying, well, I'm not going to use everything that I've got. You know, that there was a battle plan that the people had after they conquered Jericho, and they came to a town called Ai. And they said, well, there's not very many people. We'll just send out a part of the army, and we don't really need to unleash all the army and make them all tired and everything. I will tell you my battle strategy. If I was ever a commander in chief and we were going against an enemy, it's like, okay, how can we make this battle as decisive and as short as we possibly can? Let's get that done. But they said, we'll just send out a few. Now, Gideon did have a time where God said, this is the strategy, and we're going to watch the enemy turn on itself. Didn't tell Gideon that part. And so he sent him out with the men that God wanted him to have, with a strategy God had, and it resulted in a victory. So one more evidence of why God is God and I'm not. I believe that God's ability to save is still just as powerful as it ever was. I believe God's ability to heal is the same as it ever was. I believe that God's ability to impart wisdom has not reduced. So whenever you look at that word, this word able here is related to the word dunamis, which we see in according to the power that works in us. Here in verse number 20, we'll talk more about that. I just want you to know that God's ability is off the charts. His ability is not restricted just to the church house. His ability functions and thrives in your own house, in your schoolhouse, in your workhouse. In fact, in the houses of government, we continue to try and prove that we can govern as well as God can govern without him, and it never works out that well. It just does not. God's ability is more than sufficient. He's an expert in every field. Every field. And that includes government. So now to him who is able to do. There was a saying when I was in school that those who could do were doing, and those who couldn't do were teaching. That's not always the case, but many times it was. There were people who had great know-how, but they didn't have great do-how. That's a Bobism. That's a Bob Arthur's original, straight from a time of prayer. God, why did they do it this way? Well, the people who had the know-how didn't do it, and those people who did it didn't have the know-how, but they did it and they got it done. It's like I can buy that answer, and so I want to be aware that God not only has the ability, but he has the ability to do. So what can he do? He can do. He has the ability to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. That's the ability that God has. How big is your God? What is your God capable of? Gideon, when he had his encounter with the angel, he decided that he was going to get rid of the idol that was in their community. And so he destroyed the idol and sacrificed a yoke of oxen. And the people in the community said, "This is blasphemy. This is horrible. How dare you do this?" And Gideon's father said, about that God, if that God can't defend himself, if he is incapable of defending himself, then he's not much of a God. I will tell you that God is able to provide intellectual rationale for being a believer. You did not become mentally compromised when you became a believer in Jesus Christ. Instead, your mind, it's God's will for your mind to be renewed so that we can be transformed, so that we can have the mind of Christ. So we are, for the first time as believers, that's the first time we're ever living in our right mind. It's the beginning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It is the beginning of wisdom. That relationship with Jesus becoming, transforming who we are, that sets us up for knowledge and wisdom and understanding that we never would have had otherwise. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. So God is not the God of enough. He is the God of more than enough. He is the God of exceedingly more than enough. He is the God of exceedingly abundantly more than enough. So at one point in time, I prayed this prayer. I was in my first or second year of college, and I found out that God had been eavesdropping on my prayers. And my prayer at that time was this. I came from a family. We never had much. We lived in a house that was built in the 1940s. It really didn't have too many upgrades. Drove old cars and things like that. And I was praying. I said, God, I'm not asking for much. I'm just asking you to provide me enough that I can meet the needs that I have. That was the prayer I prayed. And I went to chapel one day, and the speaker in chapel said, some of you are praying prayers like this. God, I'm not asking you for much. I'm just asking you for enough to meet my needs. And I said, God's heard my prayers. And all of a sudden, where I thought there was a period, there was a comma, and the guy said, that is one of the most selfish prayers I can think of. And I said, uh-oh, what's this? He said, God not only wants to meet your needs, but he wants to bless you and make you a blessing to be able to give to meet needs of the kingdom so that everyone can hear. And I want you to know, I don't remember many of my lectures. I don't remember most of the things that happened in chapel, but I remember the day that God was telling me that he was not just the God of enough. He was the God of more than enough. As a missionary said several years ago, he is not Jehovah stingy. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the God who provides exceedingly abundantly. If you started off this week and you thought your problems were more than you can handle, I want to let you know that the God that wants to live in your heart is the God who overwhelms the problems that are trying to overwhelm his people. May God be your God now, today, and do exceedingly abundantly. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.